This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now, podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. Suddenly, Wall Street's play-by-play doesn't seem so much like a game.
Not enough neck braces in the world to handle today's action. Buy, buy, buy! And then plummeting! It's too crazy. Even for this madman.
Making sport of the volatility in the markets, you might say that the financial channels are having some trouble seeing the theme park from the roller coaster. Nausea in the numbers. It's black flags over the not-so-great American economy. Kids ride free. You got your day pass on The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Our advice once again this morning, let's step off the roller coaster, please. Hopefully it's not in motion when you do that. On this Thursday, August 11th, I'm John Hockenberry. Celeste Headlee is out this week. Let's get a check of the morning's top news. Wall Street poised for another strong open on the rise this time after the markets took another brutal fall yesterday. The Dow closed down more than 500 points. Gold topped $1,800 an ounce. That's a new record. Don High, trader in Chicago, says don't expect the ups and downs to stop anytime soon.
There's nothing to mute the fact that the next news story could drive us a very large way, up or down.
Some of the news stories driving yesterday's wild ride came from Europe.
The latest concerns are about France. Obviously, the stakes are going up there. It seems like every time there's news about Europe, the country involved is getting bigger and bigger.
Standard & Poor's strategist Alec Young there. Those concerns about France, which has a AAA rating, by the way, included rumors that one of the country's largest banks was in line for a bailout. There has been speculation that France could become the next country to lose that AAA credit rating. French President Nicolas Sarkozy is giving his finance and budget ministers 1 week to come up with new measures to reduce that country's debt burden. Meanwhile, Republican leaders have named their six representatives to that deficit reduction super committee of the Congress. Their picks include Senator Kyle of Arizona, Rob Portman of Ohio, and Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania, Representatives Jeb Henserling of Texas, and Dave Camp and Fred Upton, both from Michigan. We'll be talking more about the super committee later on this hour. British Prime Minister David Cameron is expected to outline new measures to deal with recent riots across the country when he addresses an emergency session of Parliament later this hour. A heavy police presence and rainy weather kept streets quiet in the UK last night. This morning, police say they were raiding houses in London, expecting to execute more than 100 warrants across the city and the country overnight. Courts scrambled to process the backlog of alleged vandals and thieves. More than 1,200 people now have been arrested. In Syria, the army has reportedly stormed a northwestern town near the border with Turkey this morning. Yesterday, the U.S. issued another round of sanctions against Syria's state-owned bank and main mobile phone operator. White House spokesman Jay Carney says it's part of an effort to increase the pressure on Syrian President Bashar Assad.
The most important thing that we can do right now is ensure that our actions back up our words.
The United States has already imposed sanctions against President Assad and other top Syrian leaders individually. After a 20-mile high-speed chase and a shootout in Colorado, three 20-something siblings on the run have been arrested in that state. Ryan Dillon and Lee Grace Doherty were on the FBI's most wanted list. After its 125th anniversary this October, the Statue of Liberty will close for a year while the National Park Service gives Lady Liberty a $27 million renovation. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are now up. Again, volatility all this morning because they were down at the open. Futures are up for Wall Street, at least at this point. The Dow gets underway at 10,719. The S&P opens at 1,120. And the NASDAQ opens at 2073. Gold, again, in record territory, $1,800 an ounce. That's sort of the trading ceiling at this point today, but we'll probably break that. Coming up this hour, it's 40 years since the controversial Stanford prison experiments took place. It looked at the psychology of inmates and their guards, and the results were completely unexpected. What does it teach us about institutional dysfunction today? Independent voters, they were crucial to Barack Obama in 2008. but has their support for him eroded for 2012? What can be done to win independents back? We're going to talk about that this hour. And we want to hear from you on this. Are you an independent voter? Is your party affiliation changed? Has it gotten softer over the last 3 years of the Obama administration? Matt on Facebook says, I'm an independent voter. I sympathize with many of the values Barack Obama campaigned on. And I feel he has betrayed nearly every one of those values. Give us a call with your take at 877-8MYTAKE or go online to thetakeaway.org. Coming up, getting off the roller coaster, we're going to look at some slow economic numbers.